My heart tells me I'd most enjoy an evening with my favourite local Geico agents. We'd talk late into the night about saving people money on their car insurance.
Ooh, sounds like a party.
Mm-hmm. And then we'd each head home even prouder to help save people lots of money on their car insurance.
If I could have dinner with anyone, I'd choose you.
Oh, mate. Oh, I feel bad now. How about Friday?
Saving money is a lot closer than you think. Your local Geico agent can help you with all your insurance needs. Stop by or call for a free rate quote today.
Your local Geico office can help you insure more than just your car. They can help you with motorcycle, boat, homeowners, renters, and other insurance products. For a free rate quote, call 360-692-1117. That's 360-692-1117. Or visit your local Geico office at 9853 Silverdale Way Northwest in Silverdale.
I'm hearing all this talk about 4G in Seattle, Tacoma. So I go to Verizon and I ask the sales guy, so 4G, huh? What's the big deal? He says, it's not just 4G, it's Verizon 4G LTE. And it's not a little faster, it's 10 times faster than the 3G smartphone you have now. I say, really? But in my head, I'm thinking, unbelievable. Then I ask, all that 4G LTE speed, got anything that can keep up? Yeah, he says, the new Revolution by LG. You can shoot and share full HD videos and multitask like never before. Now my brain's going!
So unbelievable!
Verizon 4G LTE, the fastest, most advanced 4G network in America. Now with more coverage across Seattle, Tacoma. Visit any Verizon store, verizonwireless.com/4GLTE, or call 1-800-256-4646. Verizon. Activation, early termination, and other fees apply. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com/4GLTE.
For five generations, BMW has been the pioneer of innovations in design, handling, and safety. With this in mind, BMW of Bellevue invites you to visit them on Northrop Way in Bellevue and compare any of their ultimate driving machines against any other vehicle and judge for yourself. All roads lead to BMW of Bellevue, where you matter.
At the JCPenney as big as it gets sale, save big with JCP Cash. Get $10 off when you spend just $25. No exclusions. Go to jcp.com to see everything on sale. JCPenney. Sephora inside JCPenney, not participating. Offers end July 30th.
Here's your chance to get discovered and play live on TV at the MDA Labor Day Telethon. Upload your best performance from June 13th to July 22nd.
Log on to oldieseattle.com. Keyword get discovered for more information.
Good morning from the State Farm Traffic Center. I'm Ashley Ryan. Slow go in southbound 5 south of Alderwood, taking you to the King Snohomish County line with an accident there partially blocking the HOV access lane. Southbound 5 at milepost 100, all lanes still blocked with a rollover semi. Actually, the semi's been uprighted now, but major cleanup still to go. All southbound traffic being diverted off I-5 at Tumwater Boulevard onto Little Rock Road. Northbound 5 seeing a slow go as well from the south end of Boyne Field in the Convention Center. You're backed up solid northbound 167 approaching 212 there, and then southbound 405 lined up there. Maple Valley Highway to the West Valley Highway with the wreck in the right lane. Traffic is brought to you by yourtrafficalerts.com. Making your commute better with personalized traffic reports. Sign up now for free at yourtrafficalerts.com, a service of your friends at State Farm. Coming up next on the Bob Rivers Show, we'll tell you why a New Mexico family is very upset with Chuck E. Cheese.
Bob Rivers in the morning.
And the greatest hits of all time.
KJRFM Seattle.
Oldies 95.7.
Fair warning, we're about to play something, and it will make some of you cry. This song was written by Downtown Joe yesterday afternoon when he found out that Rick Kaczynski, the Peanut Man, the famous peanut tosser who's been with the Mariners since 1977, was he officially a Mariner employee or not?
He, you know, he always worked for in the people who do the food services have come and gone, and Rick was always a vendor. And at one time, I remember there was a little bit of dissension because they were switching food vendors at Safeco. Mm-hmm. And he always kind of wanted to have a little better status. And I remember one time that, you know, they didn't grant him that status, which I think was always a shame. Because this guy, he's right up there with Dave Niehaus. To me, almost bigger. Because, I mean, Dave Niehaus is up in the booth, and he was the voice, and he was the guy that was there every day. But Rick was the guy standing right next to you every day. He was the guy in the stands with you.
One of our really cool behind-the-scenes people here at Clear Channel Seattle, Dan Roberts, our production director, sang this song. Who knew he could sing this good, by the way? And it's his and Joe's tribute to Rick the Peanut Man. Here you go.
It's
6 o'clock on a summer night, and the Safeco Field crowd trickles in. There's a smiling man standing next to me, says he thinks that the Mariners can win. He says, "Son, would you like to buy nuts from me?" I say, "Sure," and he winds up and throws. He guns from 50 feet, they land right in my seat, but I miss, and they bounce off my nose. Oh, la-di-da-di-da-da. La-da-da-di-da. Toss me a bag, Rick the Peanut Man. Oh, throw me a bag tonight. On the field we may not get a victory, but in the stands, well, you always throw strikes. Big Low down by third's a friend of mine. I think they let him in for free. He'll watch Figgins choke or a strikeout by Smoke, but there's no place that he'd rather be. He says, "All of this losing is killing me." Then he realized he'd spoken in haste, 'cause the man who was truly a superstar will no longer be gracing this place. La-di-da-di-da-da. So throw me a bag, Rick the Peanut Man. Oh, throw me a bag tonight. On the field we may not get a victory, but in the stands, will you always throw strikes? In Washington, they're arguing politics. In Great Britain, they're still tapping phones. But in Seattle, I'm thinking about a guy that I'll miss. The Peanut Man's headed for home. La-di-da-di-di-da. La-la-di-di-da. Wrap it up, good and tight. I'd like to say thanks for the memories, and watching you's been a delight.
Rick the Peanut Man. Joe, very, very nice.
Thanks. You don't expect to see, you know, I'm sorry. I mean, Rick's not even a guy I knew personally like Pedro, but he's a guy. It's a picture of health. I mean, you know, Dave Niehaus, he's an older guy. His heart's failed him. You know, you see Rick in the stands just a month ago. Here's a guy who walks 7 miles every day up and down stairs. Here's a guy.
That's true, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, he's sure. And on his off days, he golfed. He's just the last guy you would expect to just all of a sudden not be here anymore. It just shows you how quick it is. And thank goodness, I think he enjoyed it probably more than most people. What
you have
a dream
tears
job.
On the glasses. Look at
sorry.
You. No, that's...
He had a. He
I wish
had a,
I had half the heart you do, Joe.
Well,
I've got about a quarter, I think.
About that,
yeah.
When you suffer through baseball, like you know, all us Mariner fans,
oh,
do.
You're crying partially for the losses.
Well, yeah. the glimmer of hope in the bright light is Rick. Yeah. You know,
the lyrics were beautiful. Joe wrote those lyrics. Nobody helped them. Nobody edited. That's exactly as you wrote it, right?
Yeah. Dan cleaned up a couple of they's and these. You know, he sang it.
Punctuation. We're not counting. You're from the South.
Yeah, we're not here for your grammar, buddy.
Right.
It's not why we love you.
All right. It's 11 past 8. So, thank you for the texters. 52309 is the text if you want to say anything about, is it Kaczynski?
Kaminsky.
You know, Kaminsky. I always knew him as Rick the Pinion Man.
Right, and everybody does. You know, this might be the first time I've ever even heard his last name.
All right. So, if you'd like to say something, 52309, here's a thought. If my son were in town, he's at a film festival in Poland, believe it or not. I don't know what kind of Polish film festivals.
Well, I looked into this. They take about 70 Polaroids and flip them with
a Polish film festival.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Polish
anyway,
people.
If my son was here, Joe, I would have him get classic footage of Rick and create a music video.
Gee, I wish there was some kind of global network that we could use to get in touch with him and.
The him, internet?
Yeah, yeah, maybe yeah, have him busy. Like have he's him
actually,
at it on a computer.
He's actually winning awards.
I'm teasing you,
but what I'm putting this out over the air, if anybody out there is a video editor, contact us. show@bobrivers.com.
Yeah, I YouTubed real quick, and there's tons of great footage.
Is there footage of Rick?
Rick? Oh, yeah.
Already on YouTube?
Oh, yeah, big
so
time.
You could basically steal from YouTube and create a montage with this song.
There isn't anybody who went to Safeco Field or CenturyLink, Quest, Kingdome that didn't see Rick and go, man, that is the coolest thing. I don't care what ballpark you grew up in watching or what city you came from to see Seattle. If you got to see Rick, you got your camera out and you watched this amazing individual.
Richard in Seattle, hello.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to say it kind of ties in earlier what you guys were saying about Joe and his health and being one who grew up in Seattle and seeing Rick. That guy could place peanuts anywhere. But, hey, Joe, you got to take care of yourself, my friend. You know this because if something was to happen, well, any of you guys would be missed, too. And that was touching. Joe's got a big heart.
Yeah.
So, you know, maybe tie it all in together, kind of look after yourself.
Yeah. I mean, Kelly was quick to take that angle with me, too, when I played it for her. Yeah.
Did you tell her, though, even if I walked up and down the stands?
Well, maybe that's
not that, actually.
Maybe that's a health plan you could do is to walk up and down the stands at the Mariner games hurling peanuts to people. That would help you get in
shape.
You
should become a peanut man.
Yeah.
It was a dream job of mine. And, you know, then peanuts are the lightest, most profitable thing. That's why I really like that.
You are. Low impact, high profit. You're the man.
You know, I'm a beer man at heart, but I don't think my back could take it. I could haul some peanuts around.
Thank you, Richard. Tony in Arlington, you're on the Bob Rivers Show. Hello, Tony.
Hey, I just wanted to say, Joe, by the way, that song was great. Very, very touching, actually. But I wanted to say the Mariners do on Saturdays a weekly, like, Mariner Insider feature. It's a half hour or an hour. I think if you got that song to them, they could do something really special with it as well.
Yeah, I think I'll probably edit out the part about how bad they suck in the middle.
And just they're not in denial. Yeah. Don't even bother.
All right.
Give it to them as you did. A little bit of a rewrite. Yeah.
Maybe Lowe does pay, but he ought to get in for free.
Yeah, and I apologize to Big Lowe for, you know, I think he probably pays for those great seats I always see him in. But.
Hello, Mark and Redmond. You're on the Bob Rivers Show.
Hey, how you doing, Bob?
Good, Mark.
I just gotta say, you know, I've never been the athletic type, and I could never throw a ball. I could never catch. But when I was if I put my hands up and asked for peanuts, man, Rick put them in my hands every time.
Yep. Every single time.
Every single time. And, you know, I know you guys do parodies all the time, but to come up with a tribute that's just that good, so fast, it's just amazing. I really got to hand it to you folks and to Joe for coming up with such great lyrics.
It's all Joe.
It's just wonderful.
All right.
Yeah, all the texters are saying that they loved it, that it was a fantastic song, and you go, Joe. You hit a home run with that song.
And thanks to Dan Roberts, man.
Yeah, Dan doesn't even know we played it yet, right?
Well, that's another guy I feel like I'm betraying a little, because that was just an audition scratch vocal. I mean, that was like, let me show you what maybe I could do, Dan, if you give me a chance.
They were trying to reach me last night, because Dan was like, Dan's really cool, and he likes the show. He liked the show when we were across the street. And so Dan was like, do you think this would be okay? And Joe said, I don't know. Bob. You called me the decider, by the way. I don't really like that.
Well, I'm sorry.
I said, Bob's the decider. I mean, I like
vocals.
That I am.
Yeah,
but
you are. I just like to be reminded of it.
But anyway, Joe said, well, Bob's the decider. I'll mail it. And so
yeah,
I
you,
got
Castro,
it.
You, Castro, Chavez down there in Venezuela, you're the decider.
We're the same. As soon as I got it, I called him, but he had already gone home for the night. So I don't even know if he knows that he made history this morning. But he can have another crack at it if he wants to. But I thought it was just fine the way
it's
it is.
It's pretty good the way it sits when you listen to it.
Okay. Chuck E. Cheese is in trouble. Here's one of those stories where you decide, is this real? Is it a real concern? Or is someone just trying to get a settlement for something that was completely innocent? Chuck E. Cheese, spokesmouse for more than 500 pizza and entertainment restaurants in 48 states and 6 countries. The Chuck E. Cheese, which means like one of hundreds of people who have a costume, right?
Yeah, there's one for every store. Yeah, every store. So,
I mean, we don't want to make this like there's only one.
It's not the one in our neighborhood. Okay. So your Chuck E. Cheese may vary.
Chuck E. Cheese was recently captured in a photograph appearing to make an offensive gesture while posing with a 4-year-old. Posing next to Corbin Anderson, who's 4, Chucky has his right arm around the boy in a friendly fashion, while his left hand looks to be protruding a specific brown fuzzy finger, the costume. Parents no doubt got home after taking the picture and said, hey,
they're putting the birthday party pictures up on Facebook.
You take
all of a sudden, they notice this picture.
Steve's just a man off the street, my right-wing electrician friend. And Steve will look at the picture and tell us whether he thinks the parents have a real case or whether it's just an accidental photo, like two trees that appear to be making out. You know,
I love that picture.
and whether the parents saw it as a chance to maybe cash in. Go ahead, pull that microphone down there, Steve. I see it. I see it that way. I don't think the parents have any case at all. The restaurant. Oh, you have to see it too.
We're gonna post it at BobRivers.com right now.
Can we do it this second? So if someone's able to pull it up, they can call in.
We're going to send it over and post it right now. So that might take a second.
Okay. What does right now mean?
Within 2 minutes.
Okay. For my wife, that's a long time. 2 minutes.
Or they can follow us on Twitter or on Facebook. It's been posted.
You've got it posted there right now?
Yeah.
Okay. So check it out. Chuck E. Cheese. All right, Steve, what do you think? Do you think that the Chuck E. was doing that on purpose?
Unless he's got a few fingers missing, it's pretty obvious.
Yeah.
Okay, so you think he was doing it on purpose?
It's a horrible chainsaw accident.
Yeah.
Unless his kid's got an injured finger. Maybe there's a splint in that hand, and he can't curl that finger. But if he doesn't have a medical excuse,
How many fingers are on the costume?
Great question.
If there's 5.
If there's 5, otherwise it's not a middle finger. There is no middle finger. There's only 4, Your Honor. We rest that case.
Yeah. Chuck E. Cheese Corp says, he has big, wide paws like a glove, and they're lumpy and not clearly defined. His glove is a thumb and 3 fingers. So what you see is his index finger extended, not his middle finger.
There you go.
And they're claiming wardrobe malfunction. It's just, you know, a freak.
That it should have flopped down, and it didn't.
So he's making a gun sign instead of a middle finger.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But no, he's making the you go, kid.
You go, kid.
Number one.
Yeah, you go, boy.
But gun. The grandma, the mom, and the dad are all saying there was a little tension with Chucky before this picture was taken.
Extenuating circumstances.
Yeah, they think because he was like.
Can we get any of them on the phone?
Luciana's been trying to track the phone numbers, but they are disconnected. So far, we're going to try to find some.
Okay.
Because they wanted to get their kid's picture. He was over doing another bigger party, and they kind of pulled him away, and they thought maybe he was irritated and didn't like his job as Chucky, the mascot.
The picture is up at BobRivers.com right now.
Right now. Yeah. Okay. Is it real? That the guy, I mean, real in that the Chucky was obviously trying to do this, maybe had a rough day, was trying to be. Why would you in a costume do that? Or are these parents opportunist, greedy, after something? They've already been apologized to by the chain.
Okay.
The chain has already created what amounts to a legal defense. There are only 4 fingers in the glove. So, Your Honor, there is no middle finger.
Some people say that it's Congressman Wu.
All right. Feel free to check this out and weigh in and let us know what you think. 52309. Joe Pesci claims he gained 30 pounds for the movie about John Gotti, and then they fired him. He was hired to play, do you know the characters in this? Angelo?
The bull?
Angelo Ruggiero, a friend and enforcer to Gotti.
Okay.
The tough guy.
But now it's being played by John Travolta, who already had the 30 pounds. He didn't even have to do anything for the role.
Well, did he gain 17 inches of height as well?
Oh, no, hold on. I think Travolta is Gotti in this movie.
Right.
Wait a minute. Oh, Gotti is being played by Travolta. Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah. I read that wrong.
And Pesci was going to be the co-star. And they already used Travolta and Pesci to market this movie.
But after Pesci started gaining the necessary weight for the part and allowing the producers to use his name and promote the movie, they went back on the deal. Instead, they offered him a lesser part with a lower salary. It was supposed to be $3 million. They said, no, we're going to have you do somebody else. It's only going to be $1 million.
They're going to have him play Gas Pipe, part of the gang.
Gas Pipe.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Pesci is suing and saying, I want the $3 million I was originally promised. Plus, did you see Chuck E. Cheese made a sign at me? He made a thing.
Pesci said,
look, I ain't put on this way for you guys to cut my salary. You know what I'm saying? What, you monkey think I can just roll 34 pounds a day? And it doesn't matter to me? Why, you? I'll come over here, I'll stab you in the fucker when I'm fucking you, son of a
You think he's still stuffing himself with
that? Well, you think I'm funny? Am I funny to you? I'm here to make you laugh. Give me that chicken, like, you son of a sandbox.
It's not so easy to take off 30 pounds when you're in your 60s.
No. Gaining it.
A lot of
wouldn't
fun.
Wouldn't that be the most fun thing to do is to get a job where they said, look, you better put on 30 pounds.
And how tall is Joe Pesci? I mean, that's a pretty small frame to put 30 pounds
on.
That's
a lot.
For me, that's...
Oh, you're tall? You guys, I want to talk about height? Look at you. You're wider than you're tall. What are you, 4 foot two? And if I knew you on your ass, you're 6 foot five. Give me it.
That must taste terrible. He's got orange peels.
Yeah,
in his
really.
I was looking for something tasty to shove my mouth in.
It just didn't happen, yo. I was going to go great. Got corn nuts? No, nobody likes when I eat corn nuts. Nobody likes that.
That's 8:23. Now to news. Let's start getting what's going on with Jody. You have a lot of stories today, and we have a lot to get to. So start now, and then we'll continue.
Okay, sounds good. So this news break brought to you by Fred Meyer. So still no deal on the debt ceiling, but it's not a big deal because we have tons of time left. We're all set. Today there's going to be a House vote on the Boehner bill. It's expected early this evening. Momentum is on his side right now. If it should pass, Harry Reid will have two options to vote it down or to, well, he has two options, essentially. They could schedule a vote on it and try and vote it down, proving that it can't pass the Senate, or Reid and the Democrats could take the Boehner bill and amend it. Right now, we're hearing that it's probably going to be that option. There was that fun talk about John McCain calling the freshman Tea Party guys some names, saying that this bill will never pass with the current representatives. So there's infighting amongst the Republicans. Obama has not said anything today. Personally, after reviewing all the research today, I feel like it might pass. Hmm. That's an editorial right there. More news on that tomorrow. A lot of people are suggesting that it's time that Obama invoke the 14th Amendment. Have you heard about this?
What is the 14th Amendment?
The 14th Amendment, if you look it up, we looked it up this morning, and among other things, it guarantees citizenship to all people born or naturalized in the United States, contains a provision that the validity of the public debt of the United States authorized by law, including debts incurred for payment of pensions, goes on and on and on. People are saying that it means that he can do this without Congress.
And I have read that numerous times. There have been legal scholars that have said so. Doesn't mean that he won't be challenged.
Right.
If he tries to.
If you get lefty liberal mail, like some people on this show, they're circulating different things that you can, you know, click here and vote that Obama invoke the 14th Amendment.
Sure.
So that's the new push from that side today.
14th Amendment came around after the Civil War. It was to guarantee that the Confederacy Confederate States of America borrowed a ton of money with which to fight their war. All wars are fought on borrowed money.
Well,
the Union borrowed money from the French to fight the Civil War.
Yeah.
The Confederacy borrowed money to fight the Civil War. When the Confederacy went TU, Lincoln had to bind the Union together, thus guaranteeing our allies that the debts of the Confederacy would get paid. So that's where the president has the power to guarantee American debt.
So presidents have already figured out ways to fight wars without going to Congress. We ought to be able to get a payday loan. That's what this amounts to.
Look at that Caterpillar. He's got cash, fat with cash,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Okay.
Well, a lot of people along on the left feel like the Democrats are doing a lot of retreating at this moment.
Well, and here's why they should. If they try to do a power grab, it'll hurt his reelection chances. So, they can do whatever they want to do. Either side can do whatever they want to do. Mm-hmm. They'll both have to live with the consequences of whatever they do.
Tons of time. It's like I've been saying on the show for the last
couple
weeks.
Close to August 3rd.
Yeah, oh, my God.
Hours left.
We got tons of time.
Right.
Hey, here's some decent news. The number of people seeking unemployment benefits dropped last week to the lowest level since early April.
That's good news.
A sign that the job market may be healing after a slump. So we'll give you a little good news there. Alex Trebek had an incident. Want to hear about this? You know Alex Trebek, host of Jeopardy. He was injured early yesterday morning as he chased a burglar in his San Francisco hotel. He was on crutches. He snapped his Achilles tendon. Him and I assume his wife were asleep in the room. It was like 3 a.m. And this woman, Lucinda Moyers, who has one of the ugliest mugshot photos you'd like to see. I'm going to post that at bobrivers.com. She grabbed some jewelry, a little bit of cash, and he went down. He went running down the hallway after her, 2:30 a.m. in San Francisco. So Alex Trebek on Jeopardy today on a crutch, and that is why. 10th anniversary of 9/11 coming up very shortly, and George W. Bush will be doing a television interview with the National Geographic Channel. It's going to premiere August 28th. The special is going to be called George W. Bush, the 9/11 interview. And this is the first time that he will be talking since the killing of Osama bin Laden. This TV special took 4 months to negotiate. 4 months to negotiate a TV special. This is huge news in our area, brought to you by Advanced Academics. You know the coyote with the jar stuck on its head? Somebody got the jar off.
I don't know him personally. There was a coyote with a jar.
You've never met the guy. He's nice.
Yeah.
Young coyote, actually. Almost a baby, right?
And it's amazing because this has been in the news for a week, and every day I look at it, and I'm like, oh, my God, they still haven't found this coyote with a jar in its head? Yeah, it's 3-4 months old, and he was spotted with a jar in its head. Obviously, he was going into the jar for something, couldn't get the jar off, so he ran away. And people were, you know, whenever there's a spotting, there's, like, blogs and stuff, and I was like, we see the coyote because everyone doesn't want this coyote to die with this jar in his head, which he certainly was going to do.
As soon as they get the jar off his head, then he becomes something you want to die. It's coyotes. There's a bounty for coyotes. They pay you for the pelts sometimes because their coyotes are, they attack livestock. They attack pets.
Yeah, your cats, your dogs.
But if the coyote has a jar on its head, it's a cute coyote.
Yes.
That we have
needs
to save.
Our help.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, and in Rainier Beach, a Seattle couple sprung into action because this coyote that everyone's been talking about stumbled into their yard, and they both ran right up to it and yanked the jar off its head, and it's dehydrated, but they say it's going to have a quick recovery.
It was just like what happened to my brother-in-law.
It'll be killing your chickens and eating
your cat. I remember
at
his bachelor party, he got his head stuck in a jar. We do what we could to help him.
Hey, I have great news about booze, you guys. I'm not going to tell you now. In a couple minutes, I have two fantastic stories if you're a lover of booze.
Great news about booze. And do you know what these are? Truck, N-U-T-Z?
Yeah, yes.
Truck
nuts. We've had some in the studio.
Okay. There is now a trial going on over truck nuts.
Really?
Why?
Copyright infringement?
In just a little bit.
Bob Rivers in the morning.
And the greatest hits of all time.
All day on 95.7.
The event of your lifetime.
The iHeartRadio Music Festival.
Sold out in 10 minutes.
But you can still get to the MGM Grand in Las Vegas September 23rd and 24th. Just listen for the cue to call to win your trip to Las Vegas, including tickets to the entire festival. Steven Tyler, Kenny Chesney, The Black Eyed Peas, Lady Gaga, Coldplay, guest performance by Usher and Sting, and more.
Different, unique, it's all the stuff I like.
It's Vegas.
The iHeartRadio Music Festival. Details at oldieseattle.com.
I don't know how you slept last night. I slept like a baby, and I'll tell you why. Because my wife and I went into Sleep Country USA, and we did a little rest test where you go into the store at Sleep Country USA, and there are 70 in the Puget Sound area. They have all the major brands laid out in the showroom for you. Simmons, Beautyrest, Sealy, Serta, Stearns & Foster, and the Tempur-Pedic bed that we selected. You take a rest test, you lie down, you get comfortable, you snuggle into a pillow, and then you decide what bed is going to give you the best night's sleep. Sleep Country USA does their part. They guarantee the lowest price. They guarantee it. If anybody puts that mattress on sale for 100 days, Sleep Country will beat their price by 5%. And they guarantee that you made the right choice because you've got about 100 nights, about 3 months to sleep on that mattress, get to know it, live with it. And if it's not the perfect mattress for you, you can exchange it for the right bed. They guarantee a good night's sleep. They guarantee the lowest price. Right now, it's the free event, and it ends Sunday. Sleep Country USA, why buy a mattress anywhere else?
You, Missy, are way too grumpy for your age.
You know, people do call me names like Krabby McCrab, Not Enough Fiber, and Cranky Katie, which is kind of annoying since my name is Lauren.
Maybe it's because you are always cranky.
You're right. And it's usually after my drive to work. One time, I planted a jelly donut on someone's head for not making coffee.
Talk to the voice of reason.
Hello, precious. Ride Sound Transit and relax. It's a cleaner, greener way to go. Plus, you probably have fewer nicknames.
Or maybe I'd have names like Sparkles, Sweetie Pie Face, or Happy Go Lauren.
Keep chasing that dream, dear.
Listen to the voice of reason.
Smile, sweetie.
Ride Sound Transit and save. For details, visit soundtransit.org. Sound Transit. Ride the wave.
Listen to the voice of reason and visit our new website and trip planner for fares and schedules. Visit soundtransit.org.
Go to West Seattle Coins and Bellevue Rare Coins. To put it very simply, they pay you more money for your gold, silver, and jewelry.
There's still time to make the most of summer. And Safeway has fantastic deals to best enjoy summer while it's still here. Don't miss the big beverage event at Safeway. You'll save $5 or more when you buy 10 or more participating products with your club card. Mix and match products from Coca-Cola, Pepsi, Smartwater, Gatorade, Vitamin Water, and many more. Stock up the cooler and save with the Safeway Big Beverage Event. And the more you shop at Safeway, the more you save on gas. You could save up to a dollar off per gallon. Every dollar you spend at Safeway using your club card earns you a reward point. Qualifying gift card purchases earn you 2 points per dollar spent. Plus, you get 50 points for every prescription filled at a Safeway pharmacy. For every 100 points earned, you'll save 10 cents per gallon. Safeway is driving down the price of gas and all your summer needs. That's ingredients for life. Safeway. Must be a club card member to earn rewards. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See store for details.
Your favorite show is on, or the ball game, or a breaking emergency. So you turn on your local TV, and it's gone. Right now, congressional action may threaten the local TV that you rely on. Millions could lose access to free local news. Millions more, their HD. Tell Congress, protect your local TV. Log on. Learn more at thefutureoftv.org. Furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Xfinity Voice. The freedom. The features. Huh. When I say features, when I say freedom, check a few of these out. Unlimited local and unlimited long-distance calls in the United States, Canada, and Puerto Rico. Being up here in Washington State, it's kind of handy to call Canada. And if you want to enjoy the latest technology, you want Xfinity Voice. Universal caller ID on your TV and PC, and voicemail that you can check online. Plus, there are 12 popular calling features, including call waiting, three-way calling, and more. It's the best call clarity, believe me. I've checked it out. The best call clarity at a great price. And you have a smarter home phone service. Yes, your phone at home can be smart, too. Smart voicemail, features you want, international calling plans, all with Xfinity Voice. Call 1-800-XFINITY today.
This is WIBK Radio Burger King, the sound of value and flavor. Maybe you found an extra dollar in your shorts this morning. Well, head to Burger King, where any sized icy is only a buck. That's right, a single dollar lets you beat the heat and stay cool with your friends. Smash the piggy bank, count those pennies, and enjoy an ice-cold, delicious icy of any size. It's summer, and life is good at Burger King. This is WIBK reminding you to find the shade and stay cool. Limited time only. Price and participation may vary.
The Oldies 95.7 Hot List.
Things to see, do, and get this week with Oldies 95.7.
It's summer at Pantera, and the strawberry poppy seed and chicken salad is back. Oldies 95.7 has your chance to win a $50 Pantera gift card. Log on to oldieseattle.com, and you could win.
Join us on July 30th at the Renton Center Fred Meyer for Puget Sound Energy's Rock the Bulb event. Bring 10 regular incandescent light bulbs and get 10 CFL bulbs for free. Log on to oldieseattle.com for a schedule of all the Rock the Bulb events.
The Oldies 95.7 Hot List. OldiesSeattle.com.
See that girl. Watch that scene. Dancing queen.
Do you like to sing along with ABBA? Well, we've got a show for you.
Oldies 95.7 presents The Music of ABBA, performed by a rival from Sweden.
You're really happy to be here.
14th at Marymore Park.
Get your tickets at livenation.com.
Good morning from the State Farm Traffic Center. I'm Ashley Ryan, dealing with a couple of blocking problems on 405. Still working with that accident there southbound at the West Valley Highway in the right lane. In addition to that, we've got an accident now at Talbot that's taken up all lanes. So that's a solid backup from Sunset. It's causing major problems on the Valley Freeway, northbound solid from 84th. Just about 35 minutes on the drive from Auburn to Renton. Southbound 5 lined up approaching 85th. And northbound stop and go there at the Michigan Curve. Still working with a complete closure of southbound 5 at milepost 100 as well. Traffic is brought to you by yourtrafficalerts.com. Making your commute better with personalized traffic reports. Sign up now for free at yourtrafficalerts.com, a service of your friends at State Farm.
Bob Rivers in the morning.
And the greatest hits of all time.
All day on 95.7.
All right, Jody. Welcome back.
You ready for some stories about booze, Bob?
Oh, I'm always ready for that.
I know you. I have news that Joe's waiting for, so I'll get to that one first. So remember when we were talking about the Washington State Liquor Control Board, and there was some discussion that they were going to be doing some beer and wine tasting at farmers markets, and that it looked like it was going to pass, and they were going to announce the locations, and it was just a small pilot program. Well, it passed, and I know the locations. But to back up and get us back to the story, Washington farmers markets are in this pilot program. Washington wine and beer tasting at farmers markets going to run from September 1st through November 1st. So if you're the kind of person that doesn't go out to farmers markets once it gets a little chilly, maybe this will get you out. Liquor Control Board still isn't 100% sure about all these locations because the locations have to pass certain tests. They have to make sure that they are right next to a vendor offering food, you know, as if a 1 ounce little taste of wine is just going to blow someone's mind so much they're going to go nuts. But, you know, hey, I'll take it. So here are the
So wait a minute. So you'll only be able to taste in very small quantities.
2 ounces or less, and you can only have a total of 4 ounces.
And then you can buy some.
Yes.
But the rules of opening it up and drinking it into the park would apply. So you can't really drink
Swilling rules apply.
Yeah. Staff from the brewery, microbrewery, or winery has to be able to sit and watch you like a hawk so you can't go running around with your 2 ounces of wine just, you know, punching people in the face.
This is going to lead to naked bicycling again, I think.
It's like a beer garden effect. I mean, you really can't, you know, buy a beer at a public fair and go wandering about with a beer. There's a designated area that you can consume alcohol, and it's very similar.
Yes, it's just very funny because people with 2 ounces of wine are
the bane of all evil.
They're going to be fine.
But they can have, let me get this straight, they can have more than one winery there, right?
Yes.
How many wineries?
That's a great question. I don't have that information.
Look at the math go in his head. You can see the wheels turning.
2 times 10, 2 times 20. I mean, that gets to be a significant
reason. Yeah, but you can only have two tastings.
Per your visit?
I don't know if it's like 2 tastings at this spot, 2 tastings at this spot. You probably could go to every different spot.
Inquiring livers want to know.
Oh,
right,
you guys, I'm going to get lit up. You know why? Because West Seattle is one of the spots, baby. That's right. West Seattle Farmers Market, Magnolia Farmers Market, Vancouver Farmers Market, Everett, Vashon, Proctor Farmers Market in Tacoma, the Pike Place Market, and, of course, Wenatchee Valley. So, yeah, looks like, Joe, you're going to have to come to West Seattle. And the second story about booze that I promised was that, remember when Costco wanted to start selling hard alcohol in big jugs, and that was going to be great, it was going to be on the measure, and then they they said that we couldn't do that. Well, that's up again. Costco-sponsored measure to privatize liquor sales in Washington. It's called Initiative 1183. It's qualified for the November general election ballot, so you're going to see it again. This just happened last night. Secretary of State Sam Reed said that this would shut down state liquor stores and sell assets, including the liquor distribution center. So here it is again. Do you want to be able to buy liquor everywhere and have some competition, a little money, a little haggling, or do we want to keep the
state-run state liquor stores? Right. I have no horse in this race. What do you say?
The cheaper, the better. You know,
we pay the highest liquor tax, I think, in America.
When I was down at spring training in Arizona, I went to Costco, and I think a half gallon of vodka, top of the line vodka, was like $18 for a half gallon.
Yeah.
Here, that similar bottle would cost you
$40.
Close to 50.
There's that much difference in the cost of liquor?
Yeah.
Wow.
And from what I understand, our state is actually losing money because they're not selling it all that efficiently. You know, they're having to pay a bunch of workers and stuff. The state taxes it. They still get their money, and they don't have any infrastructure or overhead.
So would the state make a lot more in taxes? More people would drink more. They'd buy it cheaper. Where's the downside?
No downside.
Other than the drinking more, and, you know, that's subjective downside.
I mean, that's subjective.
Yeah.
That's a question of whether you get in the car
or you just
kill yourself slowly at home, which is what we prefer.
Yeah, the downside is the nice lady at my liquor store would lose her job, and I would feel bad about that.
Yeah. All right. Thank you.
Yes. And from the text, a max of 8 ounces total is how much you can sample.
But, like the Costco snack lady, if you come back 10 minutes later, she ain't going to remember you.
Yeah, just put a fake mustache on.
Right.
Okay. Hello, I'm for more.
Okay. It's time for sports, or do you have more?
It's time for sports.
Here's sports with Spike.
Thank you, Bob. From the International House of Pancakes, I bring you news that Sidney Rice is coming to the Seahawks. He's a receiver, former Pro Bowl guy from the Minnesota Vikings. He, of course, will join our new maybe starting quarterback, Tavares Jackson, who the Hawks signed to a 2-year deal with $8 million. The Seahawks picked up Robert Gallery. He is a destroyer on the offensive line. He's been a star with the Oakland Raiders of late. He had a couple injuries that have hampered his play the last couple seasons, but he's only 31 years old. He's 6'7", 360-some pounds of nasty, of long-haired, tattooed, mean offensive lineman.
If there was a reality show, meanest-looking man in the NFL, that's the guy who
we're going to have the guy.
Robert Gallery.
Does he come without the criminal record, though? That's important to know.
I don't know as Chris off-field shenanigans and what they have entailed over the years. I don't think I've ever heard any
news
about this guy. But he's, you know, he was a favorite of our new offensive line coach, Tom Cable, who came from the Raiders. And he said, you know, this is the guy. We got to get this guy in the offensive line. So the Seahawks, between the top draft picks for the last two seasons being offensive tackles, Max Unger from Oregon, who had to sit out because of an injury, he's back at full strength. And now this guy coming on, this is going to be a pretty solid offensive line with a young nucleus. This could be a team that can move down the road and give us what we haven't had. Since we lost Hutchinson to the Vikings, the Seahawks offensive line has not been the same. Walter Jones was the only real stalwart we had there. He eventually got too old to carry the mail. These guys might be the difference. We reported yesterday that Matt Hasselbeck had signed a long-term deal with the Tennessee Titans. It's a 3-year deal worth $21 million.
Yeah.
Wow. So he got his $7 million a season.
Three times over.
Congratulations.
Yeah. So maybe they saw something that the youth movement of John Schneider and Pete Carroll didn't see in Matt Hasselbeck. You know, they didn't see the long-term quality of having this guy around to teach a prospect. So many people in this town wanted the Seahawks to draft Jake Locker and have him grow up under Tootle. Isn't that a good word? Tooted him a little bit.
Yeah.
They wanted Hasselbeck to teach Locker how to play pro football, and that's what's going to happen in Tennessee. So there you go. Oh, and by the way, the Mariners won yesterday. Snapped a 17-game losing streak. Got Joe Zaz off the billboard.
That's good to see.
Yeah.
Didn't get on the billboard, and you wrote a beautiful song about Rick.
Yeah.
That's very nice. Okay, it's time now for Truck Nuts.
Is that the name of your band?
No.
It doesn't fit you at all. Really, you look so sweet and lovely and probably melodic as all get out.
Actually, isn't there a bag of nuts that's called something like that they sell at the convenience stores?
These nuts?
Yeah. Truck nuts are these things that hang down from your trailer hitch.
We had a pair in the studio. Remember somebody brought us one day as a gift?
We have seen them before.
Yeah.
They're harmless fun, I would think. But now someone is going to court over it. a 65-year-old woman named Virginia Tice from South Carolina loves these things. She bought a nice red-colored pair and hung them off her trailer hitch on her truck. Technically, as a minor point here, they're not actually truck nuts. She bought the slightly more expensive ones that are called Bull's Balls.
Oh, the fancy ones.
Yeah.
Yes, of
but
course.
But truck nuts are the better-known brand.
Of course, yeah.
There's only one problem. South Carolina actually has a law banning specifically obscene bumper stickers. And the cops saw these and said, that's going to fall under the bumper sticker law. On July 5th, she was given a $445 ticket for her truck nuts. The story is just hitting the press. The case will actually go to trial by request of the police. He wants a judge to decide if truck nuts are bumper stickers. Sean? Sean is in the studio with us today, by the way.
Good morning. They're obviously not stickers. They are a representation of testicles. If you walked in a barnyard, what would you see?
Testicles.
You'd see real ones.
Real ones from real bulls.
From real bulls. And that's not obscene.
It's not obscene, is it?
It's not obscene. In an animal depiction, it's not obscene.
Has this been decided in court before? Are you
not that I know of. This is the first time.
This is your argument would be this. Yeah.
Oh, I walked in. I would walk in and say, if the officer has a prurient interest in those testicles, that is his problem.
He's been eyeballing them, following
around. Not everybody else.
Tailing her.
No one else thinks of it that way.
That's what I want to hear from the officer, the guy who flips on his blues.
I can't believe I have to drive around town to see perverts just hanging on the street.
Well, if he's in an area where there's cattle, he's going to see the real thing, and he doesn't charge the farmer.
That's true. But it's not hanging off of the trailer hitch.
That's a natural thing. Ford pickup!
That's fine. If there was a bull in the back of the Ford pickup, you'd be looking at the same
thing. God, why did a Ford pickup that test? Because he left love to it, and he won't!
The three states have already done this. Maryland, Florida, and Virginia have gone to trial and debated the obscenity of truck nuts, and in each case, truck nuts was victorious.
I fought the nuts, and the nuts won. There's our song right there.
Virginia's attorney will not talk to the media, by the way. We tried. A lot of other people have tried, and she's not taking the truck nuts call.
Things to do today.
Yes, Luciana, what do you got?
We need to go to music.
Okay, you were waving me down. I didn't know what you mean. You could come to the mic and say if you want to say something. Let's see. Do I have an introduction for these
guys?
We
got it right there.
We know you get distracted easily, so I was just trying to direct you in the right direction.
Sure.
So helpful.
Have fun anytime you like. Trying to derail me. I like it. All right. So up next, in continuation of our Pike Place Market Busker series, and all summer long, we're featuring the people that you can see if you go to Pike Place Market. Tourists come and see these guys every day. We want to encourage everyone else to come and see them. The band is called Pickled Okra. You know what pickled okra is, right?
Okra is my favorite vegetable. Just bought some fresh okra this week.
Here's a little of what they sound like. Record it. Oh, wow, you guys are good. All right, I'm going to save it for the live thing, for the real thing. Let's go to the, and by the way, I don't know how the sound is set up, so let's see if the microphones are working. In the studio with us, in person.
It's a husband and wife.
Husband and wife, Todd and Paisley Gray. Todd, say hello. Get a little closer to the mic, both of you.
Hi, folks.
All right. And Paisley?
Howdy.
We're going to go there, aren't we?
I appreciate them dressing. If you've ever seen Hee Haw, these guys look like they could have been stars on Hee Haw. You dressed for the part this morning.
Yeah. She actually looks like this all the time.
Oh, really?
Lucky man.
But anyway, she dresses me, too, so.
You guys look good.
You're kind of like a throwback to a certain era. Can you tell us what that era is, like when people dress like this? What approximate year are we looking at?
Well, we play music from the turn of the century all the way up to modern day music.
So, but 1900s was that kind of look.
Yeah, maybe. I think the
first
look is
half
probably
of the century.
Turn of the century.
Yeah,
Depression era.
We mostly just kind of enjoy the music, and it's a ageless music.
It is ageless. It's bluegrassy. How long have you guys been married?
Seems like an eternity. I'm kidding. I'm joking.
Well,
I see. I'm going to hear about that later.
Did you meet as musician types, or did you meet and then form this wonderful musical bond?
We actually met and formed the musical bond a little bit later. We've probably been married for, well, we just had our 6th anniversary, actually.
That's nice.
Congratulations.
Hey. Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, you can see them at the Pike Place Market. Here they are, pickled okra.
Daylight on a long afternoon, sitting alone, got no place to go. I heard you got some good Mountain Dew. Well, won't you come over and give me some too? The front porch kind of leans to one side, but that old rocking chair in the corner's just fine. Fetch me my fiddle and bow, gonna pick us some tunes that everyone knows. Come on, let's shake down this cabin with old Mountain tunes. You know we'll be having a good time together. There's nothing else better than springtime in the summer on a long afternoon. Today it's blue sky. I'll shoot me a rabbit or two. You get that kettle, let's make us some stew. Tune down that old bass real low. Get the mandolin ready and rosin that bow. Let's tell all the folks in the holler, there's moonshine to swaller. Get ready, let's go. Shake down this cabin with old Mountain tunes. You know we'll be having a good time together. Nothing else better than springtime in the summer on a long afternoon.
That's beautiful.
Thank you very much.
Very beautiful.
Thank you.
Awesome.
We're here all week.
We have like another minute and a half, 2 minutes. Can you give us a little something more into the break? Maybe something fast?
Rabbit?
Sure.
These guys are great. Pickled okra.
That one was one Todd wrote.
All right. This is your original song. And we're going to post this stuff at bobrivers.com so you can see these guys. When are you at Pike Place?
Weekdays.
Randomly.
After work.
Okay.
Usually around 5-ish.
Okay. And can people buy your stuff online?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
We'll put a link to that. Ladies and gentlemen,
sweet,
one more time. Encore, Pickled Okra.
Yay.
Thank you very much. Here's an old traditional bluegrass number.
Me a
in the morning.
Bob, Spike, and Joe.
And the greatest hits of all time.
All day.
On 95.7.
Good morning from the State Farm Traffic Center. I'm Ashley Ryan, working with an accident southbound 405 just north of 167 in the left lane. Solid backup from 44th to the scene. Northbound 167 lined up now to 12th to 180th. Still working with an accident there on the shoulder, or working with a new accident there on the shoulder. Northbound 5 bumper to bumper at the Michigan curve. Southbound lined up at Northgate, and then the accident still blocking all of southbound 5 at milepost 100. I'll have all the traffic details and info for you in 5 minutes. Traffic is brought to you by yourtrafficalerts.com, making your commute better with personalized traffic reports. Sign up now for free at yourtrafficalerts.com, a service of your friends at State Farm.
Did you know QFC has been working with local companies and growers since the 1950s? QFC was founded here in Washington and is committed to bringing the best of the Northwest to every neighborhood QFC. It's the store emphasizing the Northwest, with fresh fruits and vegetables direct from local growers, ocean fresh seafood, wine from some of the best vineyards in Washington, local bakeries and dairies. You'll find a great selection of local products every day at your neighborhood QFC. For example, Washington wines are some of the best in the world, and Snoqualmie Winery in Prosser is making some of the best wines in Washington. The scenic Upper Green River Valley, just east of Auburn, is home to Mosby Farms, the largest zucchini grower in the Puget Sound region. QFC also carries handcrafted open vat cheeses from Pike Place Market mainstay Beecher's Cheese. At QFC, we're proud to partner with local businesses to bring you the very best of the Pacific Northwest. QFC, you know it's going to be good.
So, Dad, you go like this, and it walks down the stairs. Wouldn't it be neat if you could let a whole bunch go at once?
All over the world, maybe.
Yeah, all around the world.
Quest is becoming CenturyLink, and now you're connected to more possibilities. That's because CenturyLink offers more personal service and better broadband, entertainment, data, and voice technologies. Introducing CenturyLink. Your link begins here. Find out more at CenturyLink.com/link.
At O'Reilly Auto Parts, we have the parts you need at guaranteed low prices to help make your car and your dollars go further. Right now, O'Reilly Auto Parts can help you avoid that extra pinch at the pump. Stop in today and take advantage of our specials on O'Reilly Fuel Injector Cleaner or Octane Booster. Buy one at $249 and get one free. Each of these easy-to-use products is perfect for your next road trip. And at buy one, get one free savings, you'll not only save gas, but money. Improve mileage and stretch your dollars this summer. Pick up O'Reilly Fuel Injector Cleaner or Octane Booster. Buy one at $249 and get one free at O'Reilly Auto Parts. O'Reilly Auto Parts, the official auto parts store of NASCAR. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
O'Reilly, oh, 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 O'Reilly, O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You know the Pepperidge Farm brand and its outstanding products. Now own a Pepperidge Farm distributorship and be in business for yourself, but not by yourself. Have the power of the Pepperidge Farm name and those delicious Pepperidge Farm foods. To find out about purchasing routes in the Seattle-Tacoma area, call 1-888-PEP-FARM. Pepperidge Farm and you, building a lasting business for your secure future. 1-888-PEP-FARM. 1-888-737-3276.
Hear that? That's the inside of your empty ink cartridge. Not sure how the coyote got in there, but otherwise it's empty, which means no work printouts and no family photos. You could try knockoff ink, where there's probably a guy with a dropper filling old cartridges, or HP ink from Staples. HP has actual scientists striving to create the perfect cartridges, and with HP XL or multi-packs from Staples, you'll save up to 40% over standard cartridges. HP, the number one brand in printing, is the number one value. Staples. That was easy.
Do you yearn for the times when lunch was something you caught, home was wherever you pitched a tent, and the great outdoors was just about feeling great outdoors? Do you miss the days when the best gear to get out in the wild and do your thing was priced a lot less? Then the Wholesale Sports Summer Clearance Event is for you. For a little longer store-wide, you'll find unbelievable deals on things that make the outdoors so great. It's the Summer Clearance Event at Wholesale Sports. Find yours at wholesalesports.com.
I'm in a state of inundation. From an endless iteration of discounts that State Farm gives to me. Good driver and good student, multi-car and all the rest make up a veritable litany.
They got a list
of discounts longer than my arm. Get to a better state, State Farm.
Your favorite show is on, or the ball game, or a breaking emergency. So you turn on your local TV, and it's gone. Right now, congressional action may threaten the local TV that you rely on. Millions could lose access to free local news. Millions more, their HD. Tell Congress, protect your local TV. Log on, learn more at thefutureoftv.org. Furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Farm Traffic Center. I'm Ashley Ryan. We've got an accident taking up at least the left lane southbound 405 at Talbot. You're looking at a solid backup from 44th. Northbound 167 at 180. The wreck there partially blocks the right lane. We've got a stall eastbound 520 west of Montlake. That's in the left lane. You're looking at a tough backup from the Michigan curve for northbound 5 and then southbound 5 lined up there at 130th. 50 minutes Federal Way to Seattle and Everett to Seattle. And then, of course, still completely blocked southbound 5 at milepost 100. Traffic is brought to you by yourtrafficalerts.com, making your commute better with personalized traffic reports. Sign up now for free at yourtrafficalerts.com, a service of your friends at State Farm. Coming up at 9:30 on the Bob Rivers Show, King 5 reporter John Sheriffy brings in three men who are training to climb Mount Rainier next weekend. The kicker is that they're former homeless addicts who are turning their lives around.